Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. I have an update that should affect all of you if this is allowed to continue. This is a challenge, another challenge to constitutional carry that I have been following this story on. And what just happened in a court yesterday should have everybody paying attention. If you are a constitutional carry state, the anti-gunners are going to do exactly what just happened. If you're not a constitutional carry state, this is something that they're going to go after anyway, because it, if allowed to continue, could be effective. I'm going to say first off that it violates all kinds of laws, including the Constitution. But this story is one that's happening in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, I've done a couple videos on this. Try to get you caught up without doing a long, winded thing. The city council in Memphis is very anti-gun. Memphis is a very crime-ridden city because it's Democrat-controlled. And all of their policies have led to where they are. But they never blame themselves for creating a target-rich environment, a crime-ridden society. It's always something else. It's always the inanimate object. It's the gun. Or, you know, if they were content creators like me and they screwed up, it wouldn't be my fault for forgetting to turn the microphone on the first time. It would be the microphone's fault, not mine. So I did a video a couple weeks ago. First off, what are the three questions? There are three ballot questions that they want on the referendum for November. The first one is to ban carrying a handgun unless somebody has a permit. Why is that? Obviously, it violates the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, but Tennessee is a permitless carry state. It's not a constitutional carry state. There's a lot of problems with the law here for that, but it is a permitless carry state. So Memphis would be violating the state law. Also, Tennessee has a very strong firearms preemption law. What does that mean? I've been talking about that across the country for a decade now. Preemption law is when your state says that you, as a locality, municipality, county, whatever, city council, you cannot pass any more stringent laws, rules, or ordinances on firearms than the state already has. And that's what Memphis is looking to do. Permitless carry. They want to have a referendum where if you're in the city limits of Memphis, then you would have to have a permit to carry. That's question one. Question two is they want to have an assault weapon ban within Memphis itself, other than if it's like in your home on your private property or you're at a range. But anything other than that, you know, in violation of Heller, McDonald, Bruin, Caetano, that's just the Supreme Court side, Second Amendment, U.S. Constitution, all the other stuff. So that also violates Tennessee's preemption law. Now, Tennessee, the permitless carry does not apply to long guns. It's just, you know, handguns. And then the third question is to create a red flag law within Memphis. Why would they want to do that? Well, to do what all of the blue target-rich environments do, is to take away the guns from people without having a lawful reason to actually get a hold of them, right? A whim, something that somebody might have said. So I did a video telling you that the couple Republicans in the high leadership here on our legislature said, you know what, Memphis, if you have the stones to pass those, try it, but we're going to take you to court because you can't do it. And number two, we're going to withhold your sales tax for the calendar year, and that's more than $75 million. So this is interesting because this is something that other places are going to try. Because if, well, all right, so Memphis jumped the gun. Rather than the legislature taking a lawsuit through the attorney general trying to force them to stop, two things happen. The Shelby County Election Commission, that's where Memphis is, they said, all right, if you're going to withhold our money, then we're not going to put these questions on the ballot in November. We won't do that. No problem. You know, we'll back down because we want the dollar bills. Well, then the Memphis City Council said, listen, we don't need you, the election committee, commission. We're going to do it anyway. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a court, find the most liberal judge we can to see if they'll side with us. And that's exactly what they did. The judge's name, I have the judge's name here on my notes real quick, if I could find it. But regardless, I don't know what the hell I did with it because my iPad just rebooted. A judge did side with Memphis. And it's not really a judge. It's like a county commissioner type deal. So they're going to be on the ballot as of right now. Now, will the Tennessee... This is a red state. It's a supermajority Republican. Will they hold true with their threats to withhold state sales tax, $75-plus million, if they violate the preemption laws and the permitless carry laws of the citizens of Tennessee? And will they follow through with a lawsuit, obviously, to stop them? Or are they going to allow it to happen? This is a big crossroads here in this country with the return people's rights-ish movement, constitutional carry, and the deep blue anti-gunner saying we need to figure out how we can do this and destroy constitutional carry because it's starting to take over the country. A majority, 29 states have moved to it. How can we stop it? Well, let's try to poke holes in it. If we can have each blue city poke holes in it this way, then we can destroy constitutional carry from within. So that is the movement that's going on. It's happening in Tennessee. And the last video I did, a bunch of people were like, hey, we saw other information out here that said that it's done. It's not done. Like I said, the election commission said they were going to pull the questions. The Memphis City Council said, we're going to do it anyway, and we're going to go to court. And they did. And they found a judge, a liberal judge, to side with them. So now all eyes are on the Tennessee state legislature. If you live in Tennessee, you might want to get a hold of your elected representatives. If you don't live in Tennessee, give them a call anyway. Maybe call the Memphis City Council and tell them how much of an ass clown they are, and maybe forward them a constitution so that they could read things. But that's what's going on. This is a very important case. A lot of people might say, this isn't really important. It absolutely is, because if Memphis is successful, then the anti-gunners have found a way to destroy constitutional carry from within. I will bring you the next update as soon as it happens. We'll see what the Tennessee State Legislature decides to do. And the governor here, Bill Lee, who's kind of rhino-y, he was asked point blank about this last week, and they didn't get an answer from him. He did an end around. So he wasn't committed to pulling the funding. At least he didn't say it, but he did say that all laws should be the same across the state, and there should be no patchwork type information. So again, I'll keep you informed. I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's SDI, the Sonoran Desert Institute. If you ever thought about getting your foot in the door in the firearms industry, whether it's an armorer's class or a degree, you can do an entire degree. And they also have drone classes as well. Then check out sdi.edu/gng and get more information. Ask them the tough questions. Ask them what you want to have answered. It's a college, you know, they're accredited. So give them a shout, sdi.edu/gng, and I will keep you up to date on this story. It is much more important than many people would think, because this is the test case in the nation. And if they're successful, constitutional carry is about to have a bunch of holes poked in it from every blue city, town, or county. I'll see you on the next one, y'all. Have a great day. Take care. We'll be right back.